Hi guys, this is Dave Charest from DaveCharest.com, and I was actually hoping to create this as a Facebook video for you today, but unfortunately, Facebook video, well, is crap, and every time I try to create something, it creates an error message for me. So today we're going with AudioBoo until I can figure some other way to do this for you. So here's what I wanted to talk to you about today. What if you're actually using the tool wrong? And let's just say as an example, if I were using a pen to try to open a bottle of wine, we could pretty much assume that I was not going to be successful and that I was using the tool in the wrong way. But if I use that pen to write a letter, we would actually see much better results and we would see the worth of this pen that otherwise was useless in trying to help me open the bottle of wine. The reason I bring this up is because there was an interesting case study recently, which I just posted on the Wicked Smart Facebook page, so you can check it out there. But Brooklyn Museum was using some tools, such as new media tools, such as Twitter and Facebook, and it seems what they were trying to do was create some type of private network within this open network of tools. And they weren't very successful at getting people to use these tools and, you know, get the type of interaction that they wanted with their members. And so they've decided to forego those tools, give them up, and use another platform, meetup.com. And I don't necessarily like to say that somebody's using the tool incorrectly, because I think, you know, we're all experimenting and we're all learning what works and what doesn't work, and, you know, for us in particular. But when I think you give up on a tool because you actually didn't get the results you want and you don't examine the fact that you didn't necessarily use the tool in a way the tool was meant to be used, I think that kind of distorts your image of the tool. So I'd just like to hear what your thoughts are on that. I mean, you know, what if you're using the tool in the wrong way? I suggest you take a look at the link, see what was going on. And, you know, my suggestion on this would be to not get rid of these, you know, Twitter and Facebook accounts, but actually use them as an open system and use them to generate leads for your private section that you want to, you know, drive people towards. Again, this is bringing back the orange octopus that I mentioned a lot. You know, you have your main hub and all these other new media tools are just the extensions or the arms of the octopus that you're trying to pull people towards. You're trying to catch new people with your arms and pull them towards your hub. So what do you think? Is it possible that you could be using the tools wrong? Because when you do that, you don't necessarily, you know, you give up on the tool instead of looking for ways to use it that will actually work for you. Okay, this is Dave Charest from DaveCharest.com. Please comment below this post and join in on the discussion. Okay, we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.